Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Menachas Kuf Yud, Menachas 110a, pagination 219, the last daf of the Masechta. May our learning be a zuchus le'iloi nishmas nesan al Ezra, olav ha-shalom, ben Shlomo David, Nero Yair. The Gemara over here touches on a few themes that are really perfect to close this section of studying about Karbanos. Take a look, for example, at approximately the seventh line into the wide lines, middle of the line, Shir Hamalos, the last of the Shir Hamalos. Hine in Tehillim, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Hamdu Beves Hashem Bal Leilos. Great concepts are associated, attributed to the person who stays in the house of Hashem at night. Mai Bal Leilos. What are we talking about over here? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained, Eilu Talmidei Chachamim. It refers to Torah scholars, Oskim BaTorah Balayla, who study Torah at night. Ma'ale aleihen, Hashem considers it ki'ilu asukim ba'avoda, as if they are involved in the avoda, in the service in the Beis Hamikdash. It's beveis Hashem, the pasuk considers it. And I believe that one of the themes that runs through this Gemara is to pay attention that it's not just service in the Beis Hamikdash as an action, but what it represents in its devotional nature. And certainly the entire ambiance and the service and the mitzvahs associated with the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem saying, as we'll see at the end of the session, that you can serve me by bringing these offerings. That's your way of connecting with me. But ultimately, it's about connecting with Hashem. And you could theoretically have people serving in the Beis HaMikdash and not getting the point, even though they're going through all the motions. And you could have a person, likewise, our Gemara says, who's not doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, but he gets it. And he's studying Torah with great devotion through the night. Always a theme is when something is designated for more convenient use, and a person elevates that time in devotion to Hashem, it's considered very great. So over here, sleep is usually what's done at night. And here the person is burning the midnight candle, so to speak, in devotion to study Torah. We have this concept as well in Gemara Brachas, Igra de Ta'anisa, the real accomplishment by a fast day, which is very great. A tainus, when everybody else is eating and you're fasting, is very powerful. But sometimes ulterior motives get in the way. I believe it's a Marsha over there who says the person's glad that he saved some money from not eating. He's got more money in his pocket. So Igra de Ta'ani says to give tzedakah, you give that money away to the poor people. But when something is used for a certain purpose, typically, and the person goes ahead and doesn't eat on that day as an act of devotion with taking care of their ulterior motives, doesn't sleep when everyone else is sleeping because of devotional service, that's really understanding the relationship building with Hashem. Skipping 3-4 lines, Amar Reish Lakish, Mai Dechsev, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah, La'ola, la'mincha, la'chatos, v'la'asham, to all these karbanos. What's the Zos HaTorah? So Rish Lakish says, Kala osek b'torah, if you involve yourself in the Torah of the Ola, the Mincha, the Chatos, and the Asham, it's ki'ilu hikriv, it's as if you brought those karbanos. You see it again, one line before the Mishnah, Kala osik b'toras chatos, kilu ikirif chatos. A person who toils in the study of the chatos is as if he brought a chatos. And that's one of the great accomplishments of Daf Yomi, that some of the Masechtas that were not being studied because they don't seem to be so practical, But Talmud Bavli codified on them. And firstly, now hopefully we know some psukim in the Torah a little bit better. And secondly, you are impacting. It may not be that you're studying it and therefore you're going to bring a chatos, so then it'll be halacha lemaisa, but instead your actual learning is considered the halacha lemaisa. There's an interesting shaila, a chakira, whether you could say the text in karbanos in the morning of chatos and say that it's a tanai. If I'm obligated in a chatos, it'll be a chatos. If not, it should just be words. And there's a machlokas about that because you can't bring the karban chatos on a tanai. Tanai is a concept that if my action produces an effect, then you could do a tanai on the effect, a chalos resulting from the maisa. But if the very action is the action, then there's no tanai, there's no condition. In the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can't cut wheat al tanai. If you cut it, it's cut. You can have in mind that you're giving somebody money. You're giving them the money and you have in mind either it'll be kiddushin or it'll be a purchase or it'll be a gift, all dependent on amanasha yirtza abba, whatever my father wants. You could make conditions in a chalos, in a result, but in the action itself, you can't say, I'm doing it on, you did it. And similarly, by chatos, it could be that it's so intrinsically done that you can't make a tanai. And there are those that say that you can't say the karban chatos on conditionally because the very saying it is like bringing it. The Mishnah at the end of the Masechta, three lines up from the wide, Nema ba'olos behema isha reach nichoach uva'olos ha'of isha reach nichoach uva'mincha isha reach nichoach. It says by each of these, the animal carbon, the bird carbon, and the flower carbon, that it's pleasing in front of Hashem. Lo malach, it tells you, echad amarbe ve'echad amamit, whether you do a lot or you do a little. One carbon is much cheaper than the other. Uva'vachi yichaven liba la'shamayim. It's not about being rich and poor. It's about legitimate, sincere intent to serve Hashem. A pasuk is quoted on the first wide line, Musuka shenasa oved. It's sweet what the servant does. Ima'at v'imharbe, whether it's a little or a lot, that's not the point. But it has to be a good devotional service. About seven lines up, Shema tomar. Maybe you think regarding karbanos, la'achiluhu tzarech, that Hashem needs the food. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, the Navi teaching us how Hashem works with us. Im erav lo omar loch ki liseva l'maloa. If hypothetically I was hungry, I wouldn't turn to you because I own the whole world. I could eat whatever I want. Hashem's not hungry. Hashem craves a relationship with us. He wants to see us excel. The concept of nachas. And we're told, Lamas asek bekodoshim shehu pasol. If a person is just going through the motions by kodshim, that's not what kodshim was about. That's not what karbanos were about. It's supposed to be a devotional service. They say a beautiful story, illustrative, the concept of Tisha B'Av, where we lost the opportunity to bring karbanos. So the story is of a child who picks some weeds that look like flowers to him, and he picks them, maybe even some nice flowers, picks them, brings them as a bouquet to his mother, and it's such a warm feeling. Wow, really, from the child's position, he really acted with sincerity and love, and the mother treasures it. The child sees how much attention he's getting for it, so he continues every day, picks these flowers and brings them to the mother. One day he's just had enough, he's in a sour mood, And he's already in a routine. Gotta bring my mother the flowers. So he goes, but it's dirty and messy and totally unmeaningful. And he slams them down on the table and says, "Okay, Ma, here are your flowers today." As if you're doing the mother a favor. The mother's doing you a favor by smiling sweetly every time you give her these weeds. Hashem also accepts our karbonos, created the entire dynamic of karbonos so that we can have a relationship with him. We have something we can give him. He told us, if you do this and this, then I'll accept it. It'll be l'ratzon. And then we sometimes slip. We're mis'asek b'kodshim. We just do it by rote. We do it because we did it yesterday. If this is what God wants, okay, throw him an animal. And suddenly the entire dynamic was misunderstood. Hashem never needed your animal in the first place. And such a behavior is ugly. As the Navi describes it, Chodsheichem u'moadeichem sona nafshi. I hate your holidays, Hashem says. Hayu alayla torach, they're an inconvenience. If you deal with the holidays as if you're serving me because I need this, and you don't understand it to build a relationship, then it loses its meaning. We should be zocha to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the opportunity in our personal lives, outside the Beis HaMikdash, and in our communal lives and our personal service to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash b'mheira v'yameinu, to be able to serve sincerely with a beautiful, meaningful connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yashar Koach, Mazel Tov, Hadron Aloch, Meseches Menachos. We daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future.